Raymer Kepner Funeral Home and Life Tribute Center. This is Lindsay.
Oh, hi, Lindsay. Is John available?
He is not here at the moment. He might be in, I think, like within the next hour. Is there something I could help you with?
Yeah, maybe. This is Tina from Local Splash, and we're just having trouble processing this month's payment. So
yes, so we actually had to close that account. It got hacked.
Okay.
So yes. So I'm trying to see. Did you guys have our checking, our routing number, or did you have a card on file?
Let me look in the billing.
It's
a MasterCard.
Okay, so John actually just walked in. He's going to give you a card to use for this month's payment, and then we'll get, we haven't got our new cards in, so once we get the new business cards in, we'll give you that for future processing, but he's going to give you our current business credit card just to use for this month.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
hold
I'll put a note in there. Okay, sure,
yes,
no problem.
Hold on just a moment, and I'll have him talk to you, okay?
Okay, Thanks, Lindsay.
Hello, this is John.
Oh, hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Thanksgiving week, right?
Yeah, you too. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you yesterday. I think she told you we got hacked with our checking account, which closed everything for the last 2 weeks. But I'm going to give you a American Express card.
Okay.
But these guys, and it's something to think about, we think it was a check we mailed to a rabbi, and they intercepted it. They made their own checks, and they put our routing number. And the reason we caught it within a day because they said Raymer Kepner Funeral Home.
They spelled it wrong.
Yeah, and they had my daughter-in-law's signature. I mean, it was close. It was real close.
Wow.
But anyhow, I've been hearing this, and they finally got us, but they got us for about $4,000, and we stopped it within a day. I mean, we caught it right away just by reconciling, but.
Wow. You know, that's funny because every now and then we'll get someone that's like, we don't want to pay you with a credit card. We want to just mail you a check. And I'm like, look, if you mail us a check, we'll still process it the same way where we have to put in the routing number and the account number. So it's kind of more secure to do it over the phone because by the time you mail it, you don't know what happens, you know?
Well, it's getting scary. It really is.
It really is getting scary.
You don't know what to do because now most of our vendors, like you guys, have a credit card or our checking account, but who knows if that's safe anymore.
I know. That's what I was wondering the other day. I was telling my kids how, like, when I grew up, my mom used to go to the grocery store and write a check, like, all the time when we went shopping. And I'm thinking now, like, that's scary how many people are looking at her routing number and account number displayed, like, right on the bottom of the check, you know? But then, nothing was electronic, so I guess you didn't have to worry about it as much, you know? So
And they're good, too. I mean, the check looked exact. But
they spelled
funeral home with a B, like funeral home. So
hopefully
they caught them. I don't even know how it got cashed, to tell you the truth. But
that's
what happened.
Well, thanks for telling me. I'm going to keep my eye out next time I write a check and make sure that doesn't happen. That's crazy.
We're really changing a lot of stuff. But do you guys do American Express?
Yes, absolutely, John. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Let's do a one time on this, and then I'll call you guys back. Do I just ask for you?
You can call in and hit option one. Anyone can help you. But, of course, if you prefer to talk to me, I'm at 777. So you can put in that 777, and it'll ring to my desk.
Okay. What's your first name again?
My name again is Tina.
Tina. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Tina. Sounds good. So as soon as we get our new business cards. But this is this is American Express, and it is 3727.
Okay.
242 39 better put my glasses on. 393.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 399.
Let
me start over.
Okay.
3727.
Okay.
242399.
Mm-hmm.
61001.
Got it. Okay. Expiration?
Expiration is 526.
And then the four digits on the front?
6383.
6383. Okay. So I will get your authorization.
Okay.
And then same billing address, right? On Sale,
yeah.
High Court? Okay. Good. That'll work.
Well, no. I'm going to give you, it's the funeral home.
Oh, okay, so give me the billing address.
Yeah, it's 16901
mm-hmm.
Old Statesville Road, and that is in Huntersville, Huntersville, North Carolina, 78. There's a couple of them. 28078.
Okay, perfect.
And keep that on file, if you will, because I don't know these new cards. I don't know if that'll be our Sale High Court or our business address. So,
okay.
As long as you guys have both of them.
So I got the green light for the payment. I'm going to see if I can switch it back to – oh, I can't switch it back to the – I was going to see if I could switch it back to the MasterCard just so that it doesn't try to charge this next month. But you're going to call me before next month anyway, right?
I will call you as soon as those new cards come in.
Okay, okay.
And what's the amount, Tina?
It was for 328, to be exact.
328, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
Oh, we appreciate you too, and I enjoyed talking to you. So have a very happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully when those new cards come in, you're not going to have those problems anymore. I'm pretty sure that those whoever duplicated your check, they're not going to be able to get the new routing and account number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving
okay.
to you too. Okay.
You too,
take
too.
Care, John.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.